Today on 5-Minute Mondays, we'll cover 5 tips to help you avoid pod fading. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, 2020 style, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. And since this is the first episode of 2020, and you're probably thinking about making some New Year's resolutions, I thought it'd be fitting to share 5 tips to help you avoid the notorious pod fade. Now, what the heck does pod fade mean? Well, it's just a term that's thrown around in the podcasting industry that refers to the phenomenon where you gradually lose the will to keep making new episodes and your podcast dies a slow and painful death, which is not something we want for your podcast in 2020. So here are 5 tips to help you stay the course, maintain your consistency, and ultimately reach your goals, reach the goals that you have for your podcast and for yourself. Tip number 1 is to run your own race. One of the classic mistakes that you see in really anything, but also in podcasting, is when you start to compare yourself to people that are in a totally different place. So if you're just getting started with your podcast, you don't need to be comparing yourself to people that have been doing it for 10 years, because they are in a totally different place in their podcasting journey than you are. And it's not fair to you. It's not fair to yourself to set yourself up for failure in that way, where you're comparing yourself to somebody that you really shouldn't be comparing yourself to, apples and oranges. Don't compare yourself to anyone but you, because you have your own goals, you have your own backstory, you have your own experience, your own audience, and you are unique in every sense of the word. So focus on yourself, run your own race, and that'll help you continue to grow and succeed. Tip number 2 is to set measurable, achievable goals. One thing that will sink your podcasting ambition is if you have ambiguous goals and you never know when you actually achieve one, right? So a very clear goal that could be helpful for you is to grow your podcast audience by 10% the first 3 months of 2020. It's a very measurable and very achievable goal, and it gives you something to shoot for. So when you're not really feeling like doing that, putting in the extra effort to market your new episode, to promote your new episode, to find that awesome podcast guest, you can go back to this goal and say, well, I want to grow my podcast by 10% in the first 3 months of 2020, so I'm going to go the extra mile. Setting those measurable, achievable goals will help you actually achieve them, which is going to help you maintain forward momentum with your podcast. Tip number 3 is to celebrate these small wins. It is so easy when you start setting goals for yourself, when you start down the path of creating your podcast, that you neglect celebrating when things go well, when you land that dream guest you never thought you were going to land, when you hit that download milestone, when you finally print your first custom t-shirt with your podcast logo on it, right? We need to celebrate the things that happen that are great and really appreciate that. Otherwise, you just continue to move the goalpost back without taking the time to reflect and to be grateful for all the things we already have achieved. But if you can celebrate those small wins, that'll help you continue to stay motivated and focused on growing your podcast. Tip number 4 is to connect with other podcasters. Now, this could be online or in person in a meetup, or you just find somebody in your city where you live that also has a podcast and you connect with them. And this is really helpful because podcasting can be very lonely at times. You're just sitting in front of a microphone recording your episode, and that's about it. That's about all that there is to it. But when you can connect with somebody else who knows exactly what you're going through, who can relate to you on a personal level, it really does make a huge difference in being able to continue to put yourself out there and continue to make more episodes and to work really hard. And then tip number 5 is to remember why you started, right? Remember why you started your podcast in the first place. Over time, our goals will change, the things that excite us will change, but that why, the reason, should be consistent. And so if you can remember why you started, remember why you started your podcast in the first place, that will help guide you and steer you in the right direction. And ultimately, the success or failure of your podcast has very much to do with how long you keep it up. So don't let your podcast be a flash in the pan that is here today and gone tomorrow. Make 2020 your podcast's best year ever. Well, that's it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something you want us to talk about on a future episode, you can click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.